Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show. What's up, everybody? I am now live. And today I'm going to be talking about Prime Day PPC. So in other words, tips and things you need to do leading up to Prime Day here to get the best results with your PPC. So I'm going to go over some tips while I'm waiting for probably a few more people to jump on. Please make sure that you guys drop any questions in the comments, you know, anything from, you know, bidding to budgets to anything like that. As I'm talking through this, please feel free to drop those questions. So, I'm going to give it another about 10 seconds and then I'm going to get started. Once again, if you guys have any questions, please drop them in the comments below. So, I've been seeing some of the other discussions on Facebook from some other PPC experts or service providers, things like that. I agree with some of the things they're saying. I disagree with a lot of the other with some of the things they're saying. So, first things first, you know, people always want to know about bids, you know, your PPC bids. Should you raise your bids? Should you reduce your bids? You know, all of those kinds of things. So in our testing, between multiple years of Prime Day, we think that you should, either keep your PPC or your cost per click bid, your bids, steady leading up to Prime Day. So, up to Prime Day, you don't want to, increase bids. I would say either keep them steady or decrease your bidding, and that's depending on what your current metrics are. If your ACoS is blowing up right now, I would definitely say reduce those bids. The reason is right now is a lot of people are I call it browser shopping, so they're just going through and clicking through and finding products that they want to purchase during Prime Day, but they're holding off. You know, maybe adding to cart or not even doing that. So right now you're getting a lot of clicking and not a lot of conversions. So for us, we either keep steady or decrease right now. But we don't touch our high-performing keywords. We're talking about keywords that are, you know, in your range of ACoS. You know, say your target ACoS is 30%. If you have, keywords that are performing in that 30 to 40% range prior to the weeks leading up, then you might want to reduce those bids. But for the performing keywords, you know, stuff that's like, you know, 10% or under, you definitely don't want to touch those. You want to keep those going strong. So leading up to Prime Day and or actually starting on Prime Day. So, you know, the day of Prime Day, we also think you should keep your bids relatively average. We don't want you to raise them too much. If you're going to raise them, do it by 10% and only do that for winners. So in other words, the keywords that have a history of good performance. And the other thing you have to think about, which nobody really mentions, is you definitely don't want to be raising your bids if you're running a discount. You know, if your product's 30% off, then your current ACoS is not going to look the same because of that discount. So in other words, you're not making as much per sale. So you're going to see, performance drop off. Now there's volume and there is a conversion, that will make up for a little bit of that gap. But just be aware that, if you're running a discount that, that you may not see, as good a results if you raise your bids. Okay. Another thing that I highly suggest and something we've seen work really well, in previous Prime Days is, what people will do is they'll set up their budgets and, their normal budgets And with those normal budgets, you'll see them budget out like super early in the day, you know, like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 7 a.m., 10 a.m., things like that. In our data, we went back and looked at our data. Now, this, of course, may not be across the board for all different accounts. But, you know, we assume that this is probably fairly accurate if you just look at common sense, you know, time-wise. East Coast, you know, Eastern time zone is also is the biggest time zone, also the most people, highest population density. So, you know, if you look at Eastern time zone and we look back at our data, it looks like the real shopping starts at about 3 or 4 a.m. Pacific time, which is 6 or 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then goes till about 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like that's where we see during those hours kind of the strongest volume of sales, at least in our data. Now, that being said, you know, that how you want to position this is up to you. What we normally do is we'll turn our PPC off at least till 3 or 4 a.m. And the reason we do this is because people are going to go in super strong early in the morning who are not day parting or who are not pausing or things like that. And they're going to budget out super early in the day. So as the day goes on for Prime Day, the cost per click is probably going to go down because so many people are going to budget out early in the day. So that's a huge, huge tip that nobody really talks about. So for us, we're gonna day part in the beginning of the day, and then probably start at 3 or 4 a.m. We may do some test campaigns, you know, using day parting, just so we have that data for next year. In other words, we might have some campaigns that we don't even start till, you know, noon or you know, later in the day, to see what kind of performance we get there. That way, next year we'll have that data to look at. So that's another technique. Now, if you don't know what day parting is, that's turning campaigns off and on during specific times of day. There's not a whole lot of tools that do that. I know that ours does, of course, our Daydream tool. If you're not a member of Seller SEO, we give 30-day free trials, and we're actually currently also not requiring payment anymore. So in other words, you don't need to enter a credit card to give the tool a try. You will have to verify yourself via social account to get that free trial, but it's a 30-day free trial, and I highly suggest that you sign up today and go and try that tool, get it dialed in, learn how it works before Prime Day so you don't run into any snafus during Prime Day. At sellerseo.com, click on pricing, and you'll see you'll get the pricing once it converts from a trial into a paid plan, but highly, highly suggest you use day parting, whether it's our tool or another tool. Definitely take a look at that. If you don't want to use a tool, you can do it manually, but I don't suggest that because if you sleep in or you forget or something like that, you could end up losing a ton of sales. So definitely look at an automated solution. On that same note, another tip is going to be watch your budgets like a hawk. It depends on how you want to do it. Normally how we do it is we'll set our campaign budgets. We'll go through before Prime Day and make sure our campaign budget levels aren't too high. You know, because if you have a super high budget on a campaign that normally doesn't blow through that campaign, that budget cap. So in other words, you know, if you have a campaign that you have a budget cap of $100 and normally it spends like $20 to $30 a day, something like that, on Prime Day, it might or it will most likely go all the way up to that cap. So just be aware that you could end up blowing through a ton of money really quickly if you don't have your budgets capped, at least at the budget level. Now, a lot of people don't know that you can also set a cap at the campaign level, at the account level. So how you get to that is you just go to your advertising dashboard and click on advertising settings. It's one of them, you know, when you first go into your campaign manager, and you'll see that there's an option that says use daily budget cap. Now, how we use that is we set a cap, you know, early in the day, and then we watch it and we make sure that we don't hit that cap. But the reason why we cap it is, you know, if you might have some campaign that for some reason, you know, generally, like I said, it won't spend, you know, it won't normally spend at that amount because there's just not the volume with Prime Day. You could end up spending a ton of money, actually even going negative on Prime Day, if you get crazy with your PPC. So just be really, really careful with that. The other thing with the budget cap is if you're not dayparting, you could end up budgeting out super, super early on. Like I said, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., something like that. So really, really keep an eye on your budgets. This year, we're probably going to take a nap and probably stay up, you know, till midnight and watch our campaigns, you know, midnight in Pacific times, 3 a.m. on the East Coast. And we'll probably just start, you know, keeping an eye on it from there on and stay up for a while and see, you know, kind of how we're performing and then, you know, be able to make adjustments on the fly there if need be. Now, another thing that you really, really want to think about is use your product targeting campaigns and headline, use product targeting campaigns and headline search ads. You know, with a ton of our PPC clients that we're bringing on, I would say 9 out of 10 don't even have any product targeting campaign spun up. And that's where we're seeing the most opportunity now. And the way that you have to think about it is like, you may not have a lightning deal or a Prime Day deal, but your competitors probably do if they're a bigger brand. So that's where you really want to go hard on those competitive brands. You know, make sure that your product is on their page, especially if you have a better price or better reviews. You'll be able to steal away tons and tons of their business on Prime Day. If they have a lightning deal or a Prime Day deal that you don't have, you can end up driving tons of sales and traffic away from your competitor to your ads. So just something to be super aware of. And last but not least, Prime Day is 2 days this year. So, you know, be cognizant of that. You're going to want to make sure that, you know, that you're not blowing through a ton of budget on the first day. It's going to fall over into the second day. Now, my assumption, my guess is that day one is going to be busier than day two, just because, you know, people are going to be more excited for the first day. I'm guessing the better deals will probably be on the first day. I can't guarantee that. I'm just guessing, just, you know, using purely shopper mentality. You know, people are going to want to get the best deals and think that they're going to be the, you know, the first deals out of the gate to get people excited for the rest of Prime Day. So definitely just keep that in mind. So, yeah, those are the tips for Prime Day. Another thing, kind of a bonus tip here, if you don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but you can actually adjust on things like your auto campaigns. If you go into your auto campaigns, there's a little button called placements. And what that lets you do is that lets you look at your past performance on top of search and product pages. And Amazon will give you stats for those campaigns at the campaign level. So they'll say, you know, top of search, you're performing at, you know, 23% ACOS. Product pages, you know, you're performing at, you know, 55% or something like that. What that lets you do is that lets you adjust bidding on what's performing the best. So, you know, if your top of search is performing the best, you can go ahead and, you know, bid adjust those, you know, those bids up to get the most amount of sales because that's converting the best. Unfortunately, you can't go negative on these values, which really is frustrating to me. I think it would be awesome if Amazon gave us the ability to go negative so that, you know, if your product pages are performing poorly, you could say, hey, negative 25% on the bid there. My assumption is they may do that at some point, but I really wish that they had that rolled out at the moment. One other thing to think about and to be cognizant of is your campaign adjustments on the campaign level. So in other words, under campaign settings, your bidding strategy. So in other words, when you go into your campaigns and you go into campaign settings, you'll see the campaign bidding strategy, dynamic bids down only, dynamic bids up and down, and then fixed bids. For Prime Day, you might want to go down to dynamic bids down only if you want to control your budgets. If you want to be really aggressive, you can leave dynamic bids up and down. In our testing, if you've just spun up a new campaign, dynamic bids up and down doesn't really work very well. And we think that's because there's not enough data in that campaign in order for the AI to come up with the best strategy. So if it's a new campaign, I would suggest down only. Also, if it's a campaign that generally doesn't perform super well, you might want to leave it down only as well. If it's a campaign that throughout the year performs really, really well, Then you might want to think about the dynamic bids up and down for Prime Day. But once again, if you're going to do that, keep a really, really close eye on your budget. You could end up blowing through your budget really, really quickly, really early in the morning, you know, especially if you're not using day parting. All right, guys, I don't see any questions as of yet. So let me go through here real quick. I've got this video posted in multiple places, so I want to make sure that I'm not missing any questions here. So give me a second here. I love people who leave spam comments on your live videos. That's always fun. All right, let's see here. Let's check this one. Is there an updated link for us to access? Reyna asked that. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Reyna. Yeah, I don't know. If you could be more specific, I'll be able to answer that question. I'm not sure what you're talking about. If you're talking about like a link to this live video or to Seller Central or what exactly you're talking about. All right, guys, I'm going to give you guys about 20 more seconds. If you have any questions with what I just covered or anything pertaining to maybe your account specifically or any type of targeting, things like that, I'm happy to answer those. If not, I will bow out, and you guys can always ask on the, you know, once you see the, if you're watching this as a replay, you can always just comment and I can answer via the comments. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in, and get started on this stuff today. It's going to be Prime Day before you know it. I believe it starts Monday the 15th. Let's see. Let's make sure that 15th, Monday the 15th, 15th and 16th. If you put that into Google, if you say when's Prime Day, it'll tell you. Google's getting really smart with that stuff. I think that's it, guys. Well, you know, once this live video is over, it'll take probably a minute, and then you'll be able to go back and watch the replay if you didn't catch it from the beginning. Once again, you can leave, you know, comments here if you want to, and we can go back and answer them. Now, for the people listening to this on the podcast, please make sure you join us. Just search Seller Roundtable on Facebook. You can find our Facebook page, our Facebook group, all that fun stuff. And you can also find my group, Amazon FBA Titans, and also Amy's group, which is Amazing at Home. And once again, we also just spun up our new Amazon agency, and we're helping people with managing PPC, things like that. We're starting with PPC, and we will be expanding into a bunch of different services. But if you want to apply for that, you can go to digitalfire.agency. And hit the apply button, enter your info, and we will get back to you and see if and how we can help you guys take it to the next level with PPC. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next time. Later.